behind this gospel story can bring great benefit to you personally. The meaning behind this gospel story has brought tremendous benefit to countless multitudes of people over the years, perhaps down through the centuries. Yet, ironically, the meaning behind this gospel story is one of the most frequently misunderstood by many people. Many people take away from this gospel the idea that poor people are generous and rich people are stingy. Many people take away from this gospel that Jesus is saying poor people are good and rich people are bad. And of course, that's preposterous. People are people. Some are generous and some are not. Some are good and some are bad. And their economic status or their position in life has absolutely nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is who they are. Many people who feel called to ministry take away from this story the idea that poor people are in need of ministry and deserve ministry, which they do. But rich people, they don't need ministry, and what's more, they don't even deserve it, which is also preposterous, because all people, at some point, do need ministerial service, because all people suffer. Suffering is a part of the human condition. Everybody needs help at some point. I don't think suffering is a good idea. I don't think God should have allowed it. And someday I'm going to discuss that with him and straighten him out on it. However, in the meantime, suffering is real. All people need ministerial service. This gospel is so easily misunderstood. And you know, at one level, it may even be more effective to minister to rich people. Because when you minister to a poor person and you relieve them and you help them, which is a good thing, you have helped that one single soul person. But maybe when you minister to a rich person who has the resources, they might use those resources to help countless thousands of people. Everybody needs, at some point in life, assistance. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. It's a personal story. A few years ago, I was riding across country. I was not driving the car. I was sitting in the back seat. And we came to a small village, and there was a traffic light. We stopped, and on the traffic island, there was a man with a sign, "I am homeless, please help." The person driving the car that I was in sat there with the window still up, watched the light. The light turned green, and we continued on our way. A little while later, we came to another small village traffic light intersection. We stopped, and there was nobody with a homeless sign on the traffic island. But what was on the traffic island was several firefighters with their boots and a large sign that said, "Please contribute to the firefighters' charity." The gentleman driving the car that I was in rolled down the window, threw a couple of bucks in the boot, rolled up the window, light turned green, we continued on our way. And then he said to those of us in the car, "In general, that is a good organization. I know them. They do good things." And I thought about that as we drove along, the choices that he had made. And it came to my mind that had he thrown the couple of bucks into the hand of the man with the homeless sign, yes, it is true, those few bucks may have bought that guy a sandwich for the day. But by throwing his few bucks into the boot of the firefighter's charity, it may be true that he strengthened that charity to provide a soup kitchen for an entire year. Now, the reason I tell you these stories is today is Florida Catholic Charities Day. The second collection day is for Florida Catholic Charities. Now, I'll bet you lunch at the restaurant of your choice that the minute I said that, some of you, not all, but some of you internally leaned back, folded your arms, and said, oh, I get it now. He told us all that stuff so I would give the Florida Catholic Charities. Well, look, if any of you thought that, let me assure you right here and now, you are absolutely correct. I do want you to give the Florida Catholic Charities. And here's why, among other reasons. Let me read a few things to you to make sure I get it right. Florida Catholic Charities, they provide recovery efforts for victims of national disaster. You knew that. They provide support, social health, and spiritually to the elderly. You may not have known that. They train and educate our people to recognize the scourge of human trafficking. Catholic Charities has an immigration department which assists people who may need to correct their legal status. They provide medical and free health assistance to people when needed. They assist those facing eviction, allowing families to stay in their homes. They help families in need of assistance in managing their money. And the list goes on. Now, the reason I read the list to you is not so you will know that if you give, where your money goes. I read the list to you so you'll know what services are provided, because they are available to everybody. You may know someone who needs those type services and you may not know that they were there. You may need those type services and they are available. You see, the way it works is if whether you can give $10,000 to help people in the world or whether you can give $50 or $5, your individual contribution, no matter how small or no matter how large, does not have the power of combining it with everybody's contribution so that the strength of the entire charitable organization can be used to fund food kitchens, can be used to fund all kinds of services to people. You know, it's true that our church from time to time has had great problems over the years. We get a problem right now, a problem with public scandal, humiliation, embarrassment. And the reason for that is our church is made up of people. And some people are weak. And you know, it's true, our church over the years has provided great benefit to eons of people. And the reason for that is our church is made up of people. And some of our people are strong. In our society, in our day, in our church, in our diocese, one of the reasons our church has brought such great, tremendous help to so many people for centuries is because of our leader. Jesus Christ has said, "You shall love one another." In our church, in our diocese, in our day, a contribution to an organization like Florida Catholic Charities strengthens them to do what Jesus has asked us to do, love one another. So for us in our day, that kind of a contribution, you hate to talk about money and contributions, that kind of a contribution is one of the ways, one of the many ways that we today in our diocese, in our time, carry out that admonition, love one another.